Okay, so we're beginning. Everybody all set? Nice to have everybody here. We're on Daf Tet Vav tonight. So let me just refresh everybody's recollection. Yesterday you had everybody please mute themselves. Let me see if I could do this. Mute everybody. A little complicated for me, but let's see. Not this. One sec. One sec.
Everyone is muted.
Okay, one second. Let me see where. Okay, now I got it. Okay, there we go. Okay, we're all good. All right, so we're on Daf Tet Vav. So the Mishnah on Daf Yudalid, I mentioned that first you bring the Torah and then you clean out the candles, the menorah. You bring the Torah and then you clean out the candles. All right, now I'll pick up on Tet Vav and Mabez. On Yudalid.
Yudalid, I'm with that.
Yeah, I'll pick up on Yudalid and Mabez. Rami Seder Yomar, Seder Yomar, okay? 15 lines from the bottom on Yudalim Beis, 14b. Rami Seder Yomar, Seder Yomar. So Gemara says we can pose a contradiction between the Mishnayot within Masechet Yoma. It says, now again, in our Mishnah we learned that you're going to clean out the candles, you're going to bring offer the Torah, and then you're going to clean out the candles. That's what our Mishnah said, Torah, then candles. He says, Ditnan, Pais Hasheni. So here, this is in the second parak, later on, Daf Chafei, so it's talking about the lotteries. In the Beis Hamikdash, there would be a lottery. The lottery would be, they would count the fingers of the Kohanim to determine who gets to do what. So they would have four lotteries. So the first lottery, there were 13 tasks to be given out, but the Mishnah's, we're not quoting the whole Mishnah here. We're just going to quote what we need. Ditnan, Pais Hasheni, So the second pious, the second lottery, who's shechting the Korban Tamid, it's not talking about necessarily Yom Kippur, it's just talking about the Avodah in general. Who's shechting, who's doing Zrika, who's cleaning out the inner Mizbeach, who's going to clean out the menorah, who's bringing the limbs up to the ram. But the key is that you're going to clean out the menorah. Then, Pais HaShlishi, okay, please everybody mute themselves. Pais HaShlishi, the third Pais includes those who've never had a chance to do Ketoret can participate. If somebody did Ketoret once, they normally wouldn't do it again. And the Ketoret represents So the idea would be that they're not looking so much for the wealth and things like that. But he says, but the point being that first you clean out the menorah and then you offer the Ketoret. And our Mishnah says you offer the Ketoret, then you clean out the menorah. So that's the stira. Everybody got it? So Amar Abaye, Lokasha, Sabai says there's no contradiction. So it comes out that they would break up the cleaning of the menorah between the five candles and the two candles. So first they would clean out five candles, and then, according to the Chachamim, they would bring the Ketoret, and then they would clean out the last two candles. Okay, that's the way it works. So the way Abaye understands that our Mishnah is talking about the later action. So our Mishnah is talking about you offer the Ketoret, then you clean out the last two candles, and then you would light them also. He says, whereas the Mishnah later on, which talks about cleaning out the candles and then offering the Ketoret, is talking about the first five candles. So the Gemara says, the Mamer of the Ketoret Mafsik Lahu. So it sounds like from our Mishnayot that, you know, was in with the candles, so you're cleaning out five candles, lighting Ketoret, and then cleaning out the second two candles. So it sounds like that the Ketoret is what's interrupting the Avodah with the menorah. So Abaye later on, Daf Lamed Gimel, and it's a famous braisa that we have in Korbanot every day, that Abaye had a Seder of the Avoda each day in the Beit HaMikdash. And in his Seder Avoda, it comes out that the menorah was not interrupted. The menorah was not interrupted with the Ketoret. The menorah was interrupted with shechting the Korban Tamid. So how do we reconcile what Abaye says? So Amri lo kasha hahila Abba Shaul halarabbanim. So the Gemara says it's actually machloket tanayim everybody agrees that the menorah was lit in two groups, five and then two. And the Gemara has machlokas amoraim. Later on, our Masechta will have why it was broken up. But so according to Chachamim, it was broken up with the Ketoret. But according to Abba Shaul, it was not broken up with the Ketoret. It was broken up with the shechting of the Korban Tamid. So Abai later on, when he has the Seder of the Avoda, that's going within Abba Shaul. But the Chachamim really hold differently than that. The Tanya, we learn, and then we're going to go to this Braisa, and then we'll pause and we'll take some questions, okay? The Tanya, we learn in the Braisa. Lo yitibet ani rov b'achar chach yachtir. A person, this is a little tricky because you have to, Rashi gives you what you need to add on. You shouldn't clean out all the candles of the menorah and then offer the ketoret. Ella yachtir b'achar chach yachtir. He cleans out five candles, he offers the ketoret, and then he cleans out the last two candles. That's the sheet to the chachamim. He says, Abba Shaul omer, meitiv b'achar chach matir. Abba Shaul says, no, you clean out all the candles and you offer the ketoret. So, but Abba Shaul holds that you'll interrupt with offering the Korban Tamid. So, my Tamid to Abba Shaul, why does Abba Shaul hold that the Torah comes after all the candles are cleaned out? This is a pasuk in Chumash, I think it's in Parshas Taveh. In the morning, he'll clean out the candles, and then Yachtirena, then he'll offer the Ketoret. So the implication being, he'll clean out the candles, and then he'll offer the Ketoret. So Pshuto Kamashmo, that's where Abba Shaul holds. Okay, just one second, I'll pause. If Rabbanan, my Ka'ama Rachmana, so the Chamim, they interpret that I'm going to break it up with the cleaning of the candles. Rabbanan, my Ka'ama Rachmana, what is Hashem saying, what is the Torah saying? The top line on Tef of Madala, 15a, the top line. He says, "Be'idan hatava te'mitar ketoret." Let me just say, it means that it's sort of taking place simultaneously. Meaning, I'm offering the ketoret, and then I'm cleaning out the candles. Not that, like necessarily, the candles are being cleaned before the ketoret. It's taking place somewhat simultaneously. That I'm offering the ketoret, and then I'm cleaning it out, but the ketoret is still around when I'm cleaning it out. The ilo te mahachi, because we don't say that way, according to the Chachamim, that it's in the middle. So there's another pasuk that talks about the ketoret. The ketoret is offered in the morning, and the ketoret is offered in the afternoon. So it says that when he lights the candles in the afternoon, he'll offer the ketoret. So the Gemara says, "Hachinami d'reishu madlik neiru b'hadar ma'atir ketoret shel bein arba'im." So are you going to say that he'll light the candles and he'll offer the... No, we just say, like, this is within Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul says in the morning, it says, he'll clean out the candles and he'll offer the Torah. He says, Pshut HaKamash Rol. You say, no, it means that they're sort of both going on simultaneously. So what are you going to say, the Chum say, in essence, to Abba Shaul? What about in the afternoon? So the Pasuk says that when you light the candles in the afternoon, Yachti Rena, you'll offer the Torah. So what are you going to say? Are you going to say that first you'll light the menorah and then you'll offer the ketoret? The hachanami, and maybe you'll say, yeah, Taka, that's the way it goes. You light the candles and you offer the ketoret. So he says, Vahatani, we learn in the Braisa, Me'erev ad boker, that you light the candles should be lit from evening till morning. He says, Tein lamida tashi deleka v'lecha kolayla me'erev ad boker. So the first shot is you have to put enough oil that it lasts till morning. He says, So the Chamim have drasha that the last avoda of the day has to be the lighting of the candles. In other words, once you light the candles, that's it. That's the last time, last avoda of the day. They do offer a varim and, you know, chalavim on the Mizbeach, but that's a nighttime avoda, or it could be a nighttime avoda. But last daytime avoda is the lighting of the candle. So obviously then the ketoret has to come before you lighting the candles. If the lighting of the candles is the last avoda. Now there's in the Chabosh, whatever book of Zubad, and it's based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, What is the pasuk? It has oto. It says, what's the beginning of the pasuk? Yeah, Ya'aroch oto Aron Avanav. Right. It says Ya'aroch oto Aron Avanav Me'er Avad Boker. It's an exclusion. In other words, oto, just this is the last one that's Me'er Avad Boker. This is the last of the thing. So he says, Elamai Kamar Rahmanah. So what is the Torah telling me when it says that that when you light the candles, you have to run off the Torah, Mai Kamar Rahmanah, Be'idan Hadlaka Tei Miktar Torah. It means that when you light the candles, the Torah will be, like the smoke will be from the Torah will be around when you're lighting the candles. So that's what it means. So when it says, when he lights the candles, like the Torah is, it means like when he's lighting the candles, the Torah has been offered and the smoke will all be around the place. So too here, in the morning, there'll be the Zalbazach, a little bit different because you're going to break it up and light it between the five candles and the two candles. But it means like it's in the middle of that avoda. Now, three, four more lines. So Abba Shul says, I agree with you in the afternoon. That I have to agree because it says, Ya'aroch oto aharon avanav. Oto is a miyut. That this is the avoda, the only avoda that will be, me'er avad boker, from evening till morning. So there I agree with you that it has to be the last one. But in the morning, I say the pasuk is k'mashmo. Okay, so let me just pause for a second. We're still in the middle of this sugya, but I let me just see how everybody's doing. Let me see who's here, if anybody's waiting to come on board. Okay, let me just do a little, let me just, 1 second. Okay, we're good. Okay, all right. So let me just summarize again what we did so far, and then we'll take some questions, all right? So we said that we had a stira, right? Because our Mishnah says that you offer the ketoret and then you clean out the candles. And then there's a Mishnah later on that says that you'll clean out the candles and then you'll offer the ketoret. So Abai says it's that our Mishnah, you clean out five candles, then you bring the ketoret, then you clean out the last two candles. That's the way it goes. So our Mishnah is talking about the last chapter, that you bring the ketoret, then you clean out the last two candles. And the Mishnah later on, according to Abai, is talking about the first chapter. And you clean out the five candles and you bring the ketoret. All right, that's so much was done. Then the Gemara said that, yeah, but if that's Abai's Pshat, so how come Abai has this Braisa later on, Daf Lamed Gimel, which we mentioned in Korbanot every day, where Abai says that the Korban Tamid is in the middle of the candles, not the ketoret. So the Gemara says, Abai is going according to Abba Shul, we're going according to the Chachamim. And so everybody agrees that the menorah service is broken up into five, into two, and for reasons that we'll discuss later on, not in today's daf, but later on in the Masechta. But there's a machloket, whether it's interrupted with the Ketoret or it's interrupted with the Korban Tamid. So Abai is going with Abba Shul, who's the Shita Siachid, and he holds it's interrupted with the Korban Tamid. Then the Gemara quoted a Braisa where we teased out the Shitot, why one held one and one held the other. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on what I did so far? Are we good? All right, let me go on and then I'll pause. Okay, so another 10 lines, and then we'll pause before. Okay, so now back in the Gemara. So we had the stira between our Mishnah here, which was on Yudalat Amud Aleph 14a, and the Mishnah later on in Daf Chaf Hey. Our Mishnah says that you light the ketoret, then you clean the candles. And we said it's talking about the ketoret and then the last two candles. And the Mishnah later on says that you'll clean out the candles and you'll offer the ketoret, and that's talking about the first five candles and then the ketoret. That's according to a Abai's shot. And the Gemara has a different shot. This is around the 15th line down on Tet Vav Amud Aleph, 15a around the 15th line down. So the Gemara says, Rapapa says, Lo Kasha, Harabanan Ha'aba Sha'ul. So Rapapa says that there's no contradiction between the two Mishnayot. They're both talking about the last two candles. They're both talking about the last two candles, but one is going with Abba Sha'ul, one is going according to the Chachamim. So in essence, Rapapa agrees our Mishnah is like we said before, that you'll offer the Ketoret and then you do the last two candles. The next Mishnah that says you'll clean out the menorah and then you'll offer the ketoret is also talking about the last two candles, But that's going with Abba Shaul. In other words, Abba Shaul says the ketoret is offered after all candles are cleaned out. That's the way Abba Shaul learns. And then the menorah you're going to divide with the Korban Tamid. So the beauty of Rav Papa's Peshat is that he's interpreting two Mishnah consistently. Both talking for the last two candles, but there's a disagreement. Is the ketoret before the last two candles or after the last two candles? So our Mishnah is like the Chachamim and says the ketoret is before the last two candles. And the Mishnah later on is according to Abba Shaul, knows that the ketoret is after the last two candles, but you have to check the Korban Tamid before the last two candles. So back in the Gemara, Papa or Lokasha, Harabban and Abba Shaul. So our Mishnah is going to that one's going to the Abba Shaul. So the Gemara says, "B'mayu kints the manit the hafa to Rabbanan." So what did you say? Our Mishnah goes like that. The Chachamim, pious Abba Shaul. I mean, later on Mishnah talks about the pious, the lottery that's going like Abba Shaul. Ema Seifa. Now the Gemara introduces a third Mishnah. This Mishnah is also later on our Masechta on Daf Lamed Aleph. So we have our Mishnah here, which is on Gedalet, and we have the Mishnah later on Daf Chafei. And now we have another Mishnah, which is on Lamed Aleph. So the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph says, "Hibilu at a Tamid, they brought to the Kohen Gadol." This is talking about the Avod on Yom Kippur. They brought him a Korban Tamid, the daily sacrifice. Kratzo, he made an incision in it. It means he cuts through, and then he's going to give it to another Kohen. Continue on. And then somebody else completes the Shechita. In other words, the Kohen Gadol will cut the robe of the Simanim, and another Kohen is going to continue on. He says, because the Kohen Gadol has to do all the Avoda, and part of the Avoda is do Kabbalah Sadam. He has to receive the Dam in a bowl. So he's doing the Shechita, but he's got to catch the blood right away, so he can't continue on with it. He says, Nichnas lahatir haktoret. Then he entered to offer the Ketoret, Ulehi Tivit Anirot, and then to clean out the candles. So here it's saying Ketoret and cleaning the candles. So the Gemara says, Atan the Rabbanan. That's the sheet of the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Reisha v'sefer Rabbanan siyata Abba Shaul. So I mean, if we look at the three Mishnah, we have the Mishnah on Yudalit on 14a that you did yesterday. Then we have the Mishnah on Chafei that we mentioned earlier. So the Mishnah from yesterday says, you do Ketoret, then you'll clean out the candles. And the Mishnah on Chafei says that you'll clean out the candles and offer the Ketoret. So we said our Mishnah is like the Chachamim. That Mishnah later on is going like Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul says that the Ketoret comes after all the candles. And then we have the Mishnah later on, Lamed Aleph, and it says that you'll offer the Ketoret and clean out the candles. It's going like the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Reisha v'sefer Rabbanan. I mean, the first Mishnah, the last Mishnah, is going to be, it was like all the Mishnah out of you, like one whole corpus. So the Reisha and the Sefer are like the Chachamim, Mitziyat Abba Shaul. So in the middle is like Abba Shaul, it just seems kind of strange. So it goes Chachamim, Abba Shaul, Chachamim. So Amalach Rav Papa, Rav Papa would say to you in Reisha v'sefer Rabbanan, Mitziyat Abba Shaul. So the Rav Papa would say, yeah, Taka, that's my Pshat, that's the way I think it goes. So the Gemara says, so again, we have two Pshatim, we have Abaye's Pshat and Rav Papa's Pshat. So Abaye says that our Mishnayot here are all going like the Chachamim, but they're talking about different stages in the service. So our Mishnah is talking about the Yorfik Torah, then you'll clean out the last two candles. The Mishnah Chafei is talking about you'll clean out the five candles and then offer the Torah. And then the Mishnah later on, Laman Aleph, will say is talking about offering the Torah and then cleaning out the last two candles. So it's different stages in the service. And then Abba Shaul and then Rav Papa has a different. So the Gemara says, B'shlema Abaye lo amar k'Rav Papa. So I understand why Abaye doesn't like Rav Papa's pshat. Reish v'sefer Rabbanan b'tziyat Abba Shaul lo mukim la. He doesn't like it. The Mishnah is going from Chachamim to Abba Shaul to the Chachamim. That pshat does not appeal to him. Ela Rav Papa my tam lo amar k'Abaye. So why does Rav Papa not like Abaye's pshat? Abaye all stays within the Chachamim. It's just different points in the service, whether it's before the two candles or after the five candles. So the Gemara says amar lo. So Rav Papa would say to you, Tana Bereisha HaTavit Shnei Nerot, V'Hadar HaTavit Chamei Shnei Nerot. It seems a little peculiar, Rav Papa would say to you, that the way Abaye has it, that our Mishnah on Daf Yudalid is at a later sequence, a later point in the service, where he offers the Ketoret, and then he cleans out the last two candles, which is where the Chachamim hold to do it. And then the later Mishnah on the Chafei is talking about an earlier point where he's cleaning out the first five candles, then offering the Torah. So Abaye Amarlach, Abaye would say to you, O Ruyi Ba'amu, who would come over? that here in our Mishnah, he's just coming to teach you like the general principle that they would give things to the Kohen Gadol to do in the week before Yom Kippur. That's all our Mishnah is really saying, that they wanted to habituate him in the Avodah so he's really ready to go on Yom Kippur. He says, "Besidra ha-ha-de-tanila." And then the exact order, he teaches to me later. Okay, so who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? Everybody good? Okay, happy group here tonight. Happy group.
Okay. When we get to Chaf Hey and Lamed Aleph, do they reference back to this?
I don't know. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, all right, so I'm about 10 lines above where it gets wide on Tetvav Amud Aleph. 15a, around 10 lines above where it gets wide. Okay, so Gufa, so now we're going back. If you remember, this is yesterday's Gemara. So the Gemara quoted a Mishnah from Masechet Tamid, and we're going to quote it again. So Gufa, Balo Lekeren, now let me just say this outside. So it's describing the Avoda every day of the Korban Tamid. Every day the Beis HaMikdash, they would offer the Korban Tamid. And it describes about the application of blood to the Mizbeach. Now the Korban Tamid is a Korban Ola. Korban Ola is a Korban that's totally burnt on the Mizbeach. And the typical application of blood would be Shtaim Shein Arba. It's two applications, which are really four. In other words, it takes like the bowl of blood, goes to the northeast corner, splashes it on two of the walls. In other words, the north wall, in other words, on one corner, and it gets blood on the north and the eastern wall of the Mizbeach. Then it goes to the other side of the Mizbeach, the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, splashes the blood, gets it on the southern and the eastern wall. Okay, that's the way Korban Ola normally brought, okay? Let's still come back in the Gemara. So Gupa, Bawa Lekeren Mizrachi Tzfoni, he goes to the northeast corner, Notei Mizrachi Tzfoni, he applies the blood to the northeast, Maravit Romi, and then he goes to the southwest corner, Notei Maravit Romi. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So far, so good. B'tani Allah, we learn in a Braisa concerning that Mishnah, Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah, Mishana B'tamid. The Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah says that in Achinami, on a Korban Ola, I agree, that's the way Korban Ola is normally brought, but the Korban Tamid, I Shimon Isha Mitzvah, or it's obviously a Rav, but the greatest titles when you don't have a title in the Mishnah, we're around 10 lines above where it gets wide on Tetvav Amud Aleph. He says, "Balo the Keren Mizrachi Tzfoni, no Tin Mizrachi Tzfoni." Because I agree with the northeast corner, we're on the same page. That's typical, like the Korban Ola. But Maravit Romi, but the southwest corner, no Tin Maravav, Acharchot no Tin Roma. There, he's going to make two applications. He's going to throw the blood on the western wall, which is the wall which is closer to the Heichal, and then Notein Droma, and then he applies it on the southern wall. My time the Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. What's the reason? So here, we said the typical Ola, and this is a Korban Ola. It happens to be an Ola from the Tzibor, but the typical Ola is Shtaim Shein Arba. And yet, according to the Tana, Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah, so I should have said Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. It's different in this case. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Yishem Chad to be Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yochanan says the name of one person from the base medrash, Rabbi Yanai. I'm a crow, Sirizim Akalakatal Hashem, Alotat Midyea Seven is Ko. So this is a pasuk from Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, we offer, or in the basic mitzvah, so Sirizim, a male goat as a korban chatat. So we've had this before. They would offer like a Sirizim as a chatat on Rosh Chodesh and on the Yentovim, and the words to be mechaper for Tumas Mikdash for Kadoshav, in case a person ate Kadoshim in the state of Tuma or into the basic mikdash in the state of Tuma. But it says offer a Sirizim as a chatat la Hashem. So far, so good. And then it says Al Olatat Midyea Seven is Ko. So the Pshuto Shemikra means in addition to the Korban Tamid. That's the Pshuto Shemikra. But he darshans it not quite that way. He wants to say, Olahi v'amarachmana abid b'maseh chatat. He learns that the Torah is saying that this Korban Ola that you bring every day should be a little bit like a Korban Chatat. In other words, the devota is going to be a little unusual. He says, Haketzad, notena chashi shtayim k'maseh Ola. You'll do one application, northeast corner, you'll throw the blood and hook two walls. That's like Masei Ola. And then on the southwest corner, you'll do two applications, which are two, like similar to the Korban Chatat. Now, the Korban Chatat, if you remember, that's upstairs on the Mizbeach. Remember when Cohen brings Korban Chatat, he goes upstairs, he sticks his finger in the blood and he applies the blood to the four corners of Arba Kranot. So here he's not going upstairs, and we'll come to this shortly in the Gemara. He's going to be downstairs, but it's only similar that he's making sort of an individual, and he's also applying the blood with the bowl, not with the finger, but it's a little bit like a little bit similar to the Korban Chatat. All right, so that's
when you're staying upstairs, do you mean above the Chut HaSikra?
Above the Chut HaSikra, and he's got to go up the ramp in order to get upstairs. But this is downstairs. All right. So now, that's the sheet. So again, it's important to remember, sometimes you have these sheetot, you have to remember that the main sheet is like the Chachamim, which is the regular, Shtayim Shein Arba, that's the mainstream. But there is one Tana, Rav Shimon Ish Mitzvah, who holds that the Korban Tamid has a different avoda. Now, the Gemara says, the Gemara says the first wide line downstairs. The Gemara says, if he wants to do a little bit like the Chatat, why don't we'll make a sort of like a shara. We'll do the whole avoda with the Korban Tamid, which is Shtayim Shein Arba. I'll throw the blood in the northeast corner. I'll throw the blood in the southwest corner. And showing I'm finished with the Korban Ola. Then I'll go upstairs and apply the blood to the four Krano, just like a Korban Chatat. Just everybody waiting for questions, but I'll do both, okay? He says, come on, say Chatat. He says, so the Gemara says, Lomatzinu damim shemachaprim v'chozim v'chaprim. So the Gemara says, we never see where you do the whole avoda, the whole complete application of blood, and then you do another whole complete application of blood. So the Gemara says, so what do you mean? What do you have? You have downstairs, you have the mixture, the application from the northeast corner, the southwest corner, like a little bit this and a little bit that. Did we ever see that either? So you say, yeah, but there's a hekesh, the pasuk is connecting the both korbanot, and maybe you're doing it. So as long as they're connected, why can't we connect it this way? So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, no. Our deviation is a very, very minor deviation. We're downstairs, and the application of blood is not going to be with the finger, it'll be with the bowl. And it's just piece of damim. It's just interrupting with the application of the blood. In other words, instead of throwing it and hitting the southwest corner, I'm throwing it on the western wall and then on the southern wall. So that deviation is a minor deviation. That's the only thing that Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah is suggesting, not a major, overhaul of the Seder Avoda, but to do like you had suggested, do one series of Avoda and another series of Avoda, that we never see anything like that. Let me just do another 8-10 lines and then I will pause. Okay. So the Gemara says, "V'nei tibakachi shteim lamata k'masei ola, shteim shein shteim lamala k'masei chatat." So the Gemara says, "Why can we have akachi shteim?" Throw the bowl of blood on the northeast corner, hit two walls, that everybody agrees with, and then go upstairs and do Shtayim Lamala Kamasei Chatat. Now, when he says Shtayim Lamala, again, the way the article quoted the Siach Yitzchak, it means not with the finger the way a Korban Chatat would be done, but it means with the bowl. Now, he says over here, Shtayim Shein Shtayim Lamala, I didn't know where the two locations were, these two in Zulamala. So I thought it means that he'll have one Karen and hit two walls of the Karen, but I'm not sure. Because the Chatat, you do all the four Kranot. I don't know which four Kranot he would do in this case, which two he would do. But either way, the Gemara says, Lomatinu, Damim Shechetchen Lamala, Bechetchen Lamata. The Gemara says, we never see such a big thing where the blood is sometimes applied below the Chut HaSikra and above the Chut HaSikra. So the Gemara says, below, we never see such a thing. But Hatan, we learn in the Mishnah, this is talking about the Avoda on Yom Kippur. this is when the Kohen Gadol, he brings his par, so he applies the blood in the Kodesh Kadashim, and then he applies it also on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaTorah. So Hatan, we learn in the Mishnah later on, our Masechta, he's Amin Rachat Lamahal B'Sheva Lamata. He says that he applied the blood once above and seven below. So we think it means, again, he's in the Kodesh Kadashim. We think it means that we don't think that he's applying the blood to the Aron itself, but we think that he's applying the blood and like throwing it, you know, the first one is like above the midway point on the Aron, and the other seven are below the midway point on the Aron. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, so if that's the case, then we were mixing up and above and below. The Gemara says, kematzlit. No, he just did it like a matzlit. So the Gemara says, my kematzlit. What does matzlit mean? We don't know. So the Gemara says, machbi Rabbi Huda kemenagdana. So Rabbi Huda demonstrated it means like a whip, meaning he's applying the blood to the floor, to the ground, and it just means that nothing to do per se with the arons in front of the aron, but like one you know, drop of blood is above and then seven below. In other words, like seven drops of blood coming closer to where the Kohen is standing. It's like a person whips. When a person whips somebody, at least in the Beis Din, so they don't keep whipping on the same spot. You change spot. He says, so much for that proof. Now, then the Gemara says, below, you mean we never have some above and seven below, some below, but we learn in the Mishnah again this later on in Sefta. He's not even while Taharosh was there, Sheva Panim. This is talking about applying blood to the Mizbach HaPanimi, again, these are, remember the Chataot Panimiot, remember that there are certain Korbanot where the whole Avodah is done on the outer Mizbeach, and then there are other Korbanot where a big piece of the Avodah is done on the inner Mizbeach. So this is with on Yom Kippur, you have Chataot Panimiot, the par of the Kohen Gadol is Chatat Panimi, and the seer that's offered also Lashem also is that way. Anyway, so let's take a look. So it says, that he applied the blood, we think it means to the wall of the Mizbeach, seven times. So he's going to apply the blood to the four corners of the inner Mizbeach, and then we think it means the wall of the Mizbeach. We think Tiaro means, we'll see in a minute. He says, my love, apology to the Mizbeach, is it not that he's applying the blood like some above the midway point of the Mizbeach and some below the midway point? He says, like people say, like the day is shining. The noon sun is shining. Who palga diyom? It means the midway. In other words, so we say with tiarosha mizbeach means the midway point on the side of the mizbeach. That's what we think. So Amar Rabba Bar Shila, lo, turn page on Tetvav Beis, 15B, the top line. Lo agufa de mizbeach. No, that's not what it means. It means the blood is being sprinkled on the top surface of the Mizbeach. Like the purity of the day. So Rashi explains that it means he cleans off the surface. The surface has the ashes from the Ketoret. He cleans off a space there, and that's what TRO is. So, let's just pause for a second and digest what we did. So we're talking about the Korban Ola, the Korban Tamid that he brings in on Yom Kippur every day in the Beis HaMikdash. So the key is, so according to Chachamim, it's Shtayim Shein Arba. The blood is applied to the northeast corner and the southwest corner, right? That's the Pshuto, where he takes the bowl of the blood, splashes it to the northeast corner and the southwest corner, and the blood hits all four walls. Okay, that's the Pshat. Then we learned the sheets of the Tana of Shimon, Rav Shimon HaMitzvah. Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah says that the Korban Tamid is not the typical Korban Ola and has elements of the Korban Chatat. And the northeast corner, he agrees with that, but the southwest corner, he'll splash on one on the western wall and on the southern wall. Then the Gemara asks, why can he do this? Why can he do it? Can he do the other thing? So he's not making such a big radical change. That's the only change he's going to make. Then the Gemara asks, why can't he apply some of the blood below and some of the blood above the foot of Sikra? So the Gemara says, we never see where blood is applied, some below and some above. So the Gemara says, no. So the Gemara says, by the Avod on Yom Kippur with the Kodesh Kadashim, isn't some, you know, aimed above the midway point of the Aron and some below? So the Gemara says, no, that's not the way it was at all. He was just on the ground, and that was it. Then the Gemara says, what about with the Mizbach HaKetoret? Didn't he apply the blood some above the midway point and some below the midway point? No, it was applied on the top surface of the Mizbeach. So that's where we're at. Okay, whose questions, comments to us, anything we did so far? Everybody good? All right. Nice to see everybody. Okay, I'm going to continue on then. Nice to have everybody here. Okay, so we're on Tet Vav Amud Beis. We're okay on the second line. Okay, everybody with me? So again, this is again within the Shita of Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, which is the Shitas Yachid. Okay, just like sometimes, you know, people remember all these Shita from the Gemara, but they're like, you know, minority Shita. They're not mainstream thinking. So my Shad Yav Ol Liberation about it. Well, we want to be Mavara with every opinion. What can I tell you? But the other opinion is straightforward. This opinion is more unusual. I don't know what to say. So the Gemara says, my Shad Yav Ol Liberation about it, Yav the Chakat. The Gemara says, why does he apply the first application of blood is like the Ola and the second is more like the Chatat? Native Bereshit the Chatat, Bahad the Native the Ola. Why don't we do the Chatat, the similar Chatat application first? In other words, why is the northeast corner, that's like every Korban Ola, like everything. Why don't we make the northeast corner, you know, two applications and the southwest corner like the Ola? He says, came into Ola, he caught him a beration. So the Gemara says, even according to Shimon Isha Mitzvah, at the end of the day, it's a Korban Ola. So we're going to get priority to Korban Ola. Why do we make two now, this is according to everybody. Never mind Shimon Isha Mitzvah. I'll leave it to Kuli Alma. Why do we know it has to be Shtayim Shena Arba? It has to be two applications which are four, but why does it have to be the northeast corner and the southwest corner? Native Dromit Mizrahit, why don't we do the southeast corner, Bahadur Sfoni Maravit, and then the northwest corner? Why is it the northeast corner and southwest? So Amri, they said, Ola Tuni Sod Bakaran. Ola Tuni Sod Bakaran. So it says, so the Korban Ola, it has to be on the base of the Mizbeach, and it has to be in a place where there's where it has to be on the corner, the Karen is the corner, and it has to be a place where there's a Yisod. Yisod is, we said there's a lip, you all know this from Daf Yomi, there's a lip that goes around the Mizbeach, but it doesn't go completely around all four sides of the Aron. So it's totally on the north side, there's complete lip. On the west side, there's total lip. And then the lip goes a little bit, a drop over from the northeast corner to the eastern side, and a drop over in the southwest to the southern side. Okay, so he says, "Dromit Mizrachi lo hava la yisod." So the southeast corner has no yisod. I can't do the dam there. So Maishna diay bereisha Mizrachi tzfonit bahadar maravit dromit. Why do you do the northeast corner first and the southwest corner second? Neite bereisha maravit dromit. Why don't we do the southwest corner first? Bahadur Mizrachi Tzfoni, and then we'll do the northeast corner first later. So the Gemara says, "Kaman Damar Mar Kopino Shapona Lihu Al Derech Yami LeMizrach." So, since we have a statement in the Gemara that everywhere you turn should always be Derech Yami, always to the right. We've had this before in the Gemara, right? The always to the right comes up by Chanukah when you light the menorah as well. Many halachot like this. So he says, "Bereisha Bahu Paga." So it means like this, that the front of the Mizbeach is where is the southern side. That's the Panav, the front of the Mizbeach is the southern where the ramp is. That's the front of the Mizbeach. Now, normally the Kohen, this application is on the ground floor, but normally the Kohen, when he goes up the ramp, then he would turn to the right, and then he would be on the southeast corner, and then go to the northeast corner. That would be the way he would go. So even though he's on the ground, we're going to view it like the same sort of orientation. So it comes out that he's going to hit the first corner he would hit if he's going like to the right. So going to the right means like if he's facing the center of the Mizbeach, he'll always be moving to his right. You understand what I'm saying? I'll go over in a minute. So he says here, so he says, Bahu Paga. So he'll hit the northeast corner first before he hits the southwest corner. So let me just do a few more lines and then we'll pause. Okay, I'll come back. We might have Ola who the Kamarafana Abibamase Chatat. How did you figure out that the Ola should be somewhat similar to the Chatat, according to Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah? Maybe the Torah is telling me that the Chatat should be a little bit similar to the Ola, not the other way around. So the Gemara says, I wouldn't think such a thing. The theme alalak hatmid yaseven is kol. The key word here is al. In other words, I'm going to do the chatat al olad atamid. In other words, a little bit of the chatat will be mixed into the ola, not the other way around. My kama rahmana immediately the chatat shariya ola. We'll do the chatat with ola. Okay, let me go back. Let me get some questions. I think Yosef wants me to explain about the derek yamin, but let me hear what's doing. What do you got, Yosef? About the right? Okay. All right. We're going to explain. Okay. So the so we said wherever you turn, we said should be to the right. Wherever you turn should be to the right. So it means like this. Let's say I have the Mizbeach, I'm the Kohen. So the entrance to it, the ramp of the Mizbeach is on the southern side of the Mizbeach. Everybody got that? The ramp is on the southern. Okay, you have a picture. Okay, good. So the ramp is, Yosef said this is a picture in our school. Okay, so the ramp is on the southern side. Let's say I would be a Luyat, this is not the case with the Korban Ola, but let's say it would be a Korban Chatat, and I would be the Kohen. I would enter, I would, go up the ramp. I would go up the ramp. Then I go to my right. Now, when I go to my right, let's say, imagine that the Kohen is always looking at the middle of the Mizbeach. Imagine that he's always oriented to look towards the middle of the Mizbeach. So he goes to his right, which is the first corner he hits? The southeast corner. So that's not a place where he can apply blood if it's the Korban Ola. There's no Yisod there. Then which is the next corner he hits? That's it, northeast. So bango, that's the first application. Then he goes northwest, and then he's got the southwest. Okay, so that would be the way it would work. Now, but it means he's on the ground. He's not on top of his bath, but that's the way we view it, okay? Now, who's got other questions from what we did so far?
But that means he's going to his left. He starts to the right.
No. Let's go back. No. Again, so I said, like, if he's the Kohen, imagine you're the Kohen, and you're looking always at the middle of the Mizbeach. Imagine you're always looking at the Mizbeach. The middle of the Mizbeach. So right. Where are you walking now? Where's right? You're moving to your right all the time. Right? For any with me?
So you start. I'm going to the right initially.
Let's
but
go.
Then
let's
I have
again.
To make three
okay,
left.
Okay, okay. Here's us two. Let's start again. I go up the ramp.
Yep.
Which is to my right? Which corner is to my right?
East.
The southeast corner, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Now I'm looking at the middle of the Mizbeach and I keep moving to my right. Which is the next corner that I hit?
I just fell off the thing.
No, you're looking. You're following the walkway. You're on top of the Mizbeach.
Then I'm
the
going walkway. Straight. Then I'm going no, north.
You're looking at the middle of the Mizbeach and moving to your right. Which is the next corner that you hit?
The north.
Northeast, right? The northeast corner, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the first application of blood.
And
then you're still going to look at the center. You're still looking at the center, and you're moving to your right. What's the next corner you'll hit?
Not going to be to your right.
It's all left turns, according to if you're starting that
no.
way.
No.
Can you look at the picture?
Okay, let's go. Everybody's looking at the same picture and arriving at different conclusions.
Where's
okay, 15B1. Okay, everybody looking at the same picture on 15.
Oh, where is the picture?
I'm hearing a lot of noise. Somebody's going to, okay, now. Okay, everybody looking at the picture on 15B1. Yes, okay, now. So I go up the ramp. I move to my right. I hit the southeast corner. We're all agreement on that? Good.
Yes.
Now, I'm looking towards the center of the Mizbeach.
Which is on my left.
And I'm moving to my right. Right? I'm getting up to demonstrate, okay? So I'm moving to my right, right? And now I get to the northeast corner. Is everybody good with that? All right, then I still look at the in the middle of the Mizbeach, and I'm moving to my right. Now I hit the northwest corner. And similarly, the southeast corner. Okay, that's it. I don't know how to well say it. Everybody good? Okay, all right. The southwest corner. Okay. Now, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Everybody good? All right, now, this idea about turning, and we've had this before, it comes up by Halakha Ner of Chanukah. There's a whole din in the poskim, but the simple pshat is when you light the candles of the menorah, So you light and then you move to your right. In other words, you begin with the leftmost candle and then you move to your right. That's the simplest shot. You got it? You can unmute yourself. If you don't have it, that's it. Okay,
yes. Now,
this comes up in other areas in halacha as well. Let's say you have a chasen and a kala and they're getting married and the kala goes around the chasen, right? So which way does she turn around the chasen? Does she go clockwise or counterclockwise?
She goes to her right, which is counterclockwise.
No.
Right.
No.
Yeah. What did you say, Malika?
No. She goes to her left and then it's clockwise.
Fakir, she goes to our right.
Fern, I think, has got it right. It's counterclockwise, right?
Isn't it starting at 6 o'clock if it was a clock and just going counterclockwise?
In other words, if I'm looking from on top and I'm tracing how she's walking, she's not going clockwise, she's going counterclockwise.
Why are you looking from on top?
I don't know how this. I don't know what else to tell you at this point in time. That's when you're trying to figure out whether something is clockwise or counterclockwise. You look from the top. Are they going like the clock goes, or they goes not like the clock goes? That's the way to figure it out. No. All right. So a chasana would be now. Now let's say. Now this is a little tricky. Now if I'm going over something that has like a surface, like with a center. So I go counterclockwise. Let's say I am turning around myself. I'm turning around myself. So then I would be turning to my right. So I am turning like this. I would be going with my clockwise or counterclockwise?
Counterclockwise over your right shoulder.
So going like this way and this way. Also, right. So I'm turning around. I'm also doing it, I think, counterclockwise, right? That's right. I'm here, and then I'm going like that. Right. That's counterclockwise, right? So if I'm turning around, I'm also going counterclockwise. So if a person gets up, let's say for the Chadodi, that's the way they should do it. Like they should go the same way. Now, let's say now.
You're talking about for Bowie Chala?
Bless them.
But this is Minak. This song was written 200 years ago.
No,
I can't believe it.
No.
Why are we making this?
Yeah, No. I made a mistake. The last thing I made a mistake with. Yeah. With the chasen and kala, you're going counterclockwise. But if you're a person going here.
Right,
I'm going clock.
I've never seen that.
That's counterclockwise.
Now you're going counterclockwise.
Look at your watch.
Your watch is on your left side.
If there's a surface, I'm going around an object, I'm going counterclockwise. If it's just me. Then I'm going clockwise. And the same thing for Hagba as well. Hagba, I would also do clockwise. There's a whole machloket poskim about how to do Hagba, but Hagba would also be clockwise. Okay, now.
But when you're backing up at the end of Shmon Esrei, Aseh Shalom Bimromav, you're going to your left and to the right and to the center. Why?
Well, that's based on the Ribono Shalom. In other words, my left is the Ribono Shalom's right. So I want to take.
Very good.
Okay. Let me just wrap up the daf. I only have a few minutes left, and that'll be it tonight. Okay. Now, the Gemara mentions this is another set of Mishnayot. Really, the only reference is like the answer is sort of similar to the answer we came up before. Like on Daf Yudal, the Gemara ended up saying that, you know, this is before we began today's daf. The Gemara said, that one mission was like Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. So here the Gemara says Tanana Tam. We learn the Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Masechet Tamid, right? Yeah, it says Amar Lehem Amuna Tzuv Avi Utle Milishka Beit Atloyim. the Kohen who's in charge says to them, bring a lamb from Lishkat Beit Atlayim, from the chamber with the young lambs. But the Lishkat Atlayim Haitab Exfotzfoni Maravid. It means, not hello, it means that the Lishkat Atlayim was in the northwest corner. So there was one chamber, Lishkat Beit Amoked. You may remember from Masechet Tamid, this is where they always had the fires burning and where the Kohanim would sleep. Remember, it's like a dormitory for the Kohanim. So it was a big room, but the big room had four chambers. So one of the chambers was where the lambs were. So I don't know how they were sleeping with lambs nearby, but they had the lambs there on the northwest corner. The Obar Lishkot Ayusham, there were four Lishkot, four chambers. Akat Lishkot Atlayim. One was Lishkot for lambs. Akat Lishkot Achotamot. The other was for receipts. And we did this in Masechet Shkalim, you remember, not too long ago. Akat Lishkot Beit Amoked. One was called Lishkot Beit Amoked, where fire, this is a Lishkot with the whole room is called Beit Amoked, but then there's a Lishka, like a corner there that says, a corner room that also had a fire there. Some want to say that it was a fire, like so if they would ever need a fire for the main fire, they would have it. Some want to say that they kept the equipment for the fire there. The Chalishka shows lechem upon him. Another room where they prepared the lechem upon him. The main point is that this Mishnah mentions that the Lishka with Tflayim was in the northwest corner. Raminu, and this becomes a contradiction from another Mishnah, and this Mishnah is in Masechet Mido. It says, Arba Lishkot Ayu L'Beit HaMokeid. There were four chambers in the Beit HaMokeid. Kikitoni Oda Ptuchot L'Trachim, like rooms opening up into a larger room. Shtayim HaKodesh, Shtayim HaChol. Two of the chambers were in the Kodesh. In other words, if you look at the picture of the Beis HaMikdash, and you have a diagram of the Beis HaMikdash, so two of the chambers were, the southern chambers were in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Ushtayim HaChol, and two were, you know, in the Chol, in the area not. I'm in the middle of a shir. What's up? Yeah, in 10 minutes, right over here. Okay. Rashi Pispasin Mavdilin Ben Kodesh L'Chol. And they would have these sticks dividing between the Kodesh and the Chol. In other words, so you have markers to know which is the Kodesh and the Chol. Umayu Mishamashot Maravitrum, Umayu Mishamashot. So he says, which chambers were used for which purpose? So Maravit, or meet the southwest chamber, that was for the lamb. So again, the first Mishnah mentioned that the Lishkat Atlayim was in the northwest corner. This one mentions it's in the southwest corner. So one is northwest, one is southwest. That's going to be the stira. He says, and then the top line on Tzayin Amud Aleph, Dromit Mizrachit, the southeast, he Lishkat Shiosin Baldechem upon him. That's the Lishka we made Lechem upon him that we're okay with. We said one Lishka was for Lechem upon him. Now we have it upon, that's fine. Mizrach Hitzfoni, the northeast, Baganzu Bechashmoni, of names there, Shaksum Alfeel De Kochavim. He says the northeast one is where the Hashmonaim, they hid the stones in the Mizbeach that had been used like for Avodah Zarah. So that could be the one they said, which is Lishkat HaChotamot. That could also be Lishkat HaChotamot, where they had the receipts. And the one doesn't contradict the other. And then Sfonim Maravit, the northwest, by Yordan Lebeit HaTfilah, then we go to there's a mikvah, subterranean mikvah, and that could be, we said that one was Beit HaMokeid, like a room with fire, and that could be the one with fire. But the point is, though, there's a stira, because about where the Lishkat HaTlayim was it northwest or the southwest? So Amrav Huna, Man Tana Midos, so Huna said, who's the Tana who taught the Mishnayot, the Sefer Midot, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? That's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And so that Mishnah is like him, and the other Mishnayot are not like him. So mainly the other Mishnayot are, you know, be like the Chachamim. All right, so I think that's it. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything you did? All right, so let me end the recording. Let me get the recording over 1 second. So...